While 14-year-old Ahmed Mohammed is still on his world tour, gaining recognition for his alleged scientific and engineering capabilities after he was arrested and suspended for bringing what some believe was a hoax bomb to school, we've learned Ahmed's father, Sudanese political activist El Hassan Mohammed, has two different Facebook pages. One is a personal page where he appears pro-America. When he was asked about ISIS threatening to kill police officers, he responded, quote, "Killing is not right and is prohibited in Islam. As Allah mentioned in the Quran, if you kill one person without rightness, it is as you are killing all mankind." But there's also an Arabic Facebook page for the National Reform Party, a political party started by El Hassan Mohammed, bearing a similar profile picture and address. Only this webpage is much more active and the tone is very different, including a 14-minute conspiracy theory clip on the 9/11 terrorist attacks and a post that shows the smoking World Trade Towers, describing it as a U.S.-sponsored hoax to launch a world war against Islam and Muslims. We should note El Hassan Mohammed has repeatedly run for president of Sudan, despite living near Dallas. As for finding out more information about the clock that Ahmed says he built and how some believe he was targeted for his race and religion, the Irving School District says it has information that would shed new light on why he did it, but they can't release it because he's a minor and his family would have to sign off on it. The problem is the district sent the release form to the wrong lawyer.